Hello everyone, I'm Angeline.
This is Sam.
We're so glad you could join us today on English Digest. I thought we could start off our episode today with a few exercises, okay? You guys ready? You won't need any dumbbells or a yoga mat though, because these exercises are for your brain. So are you guys ready?
Okay.
Okay, let me ask you, how many letters are in the alphabet?
26.
Okay, let me ask you the question again, and maybe you might be able to get the correct answer. Mm-hmm. How many letters are in the alphabet?
Oh, so it's like alphabet, the word?
The alphabet.
Yeah, so it's A-L-P-H-A-B-E-T, so like 8.
Actually, it's 11.
11?
Yes.
How?
Okay, so let me repeat it again. Okay. How many letters are in the alphabet?
So it's like 8 alphabet plus 3, the.
Yes.
So it's like 11. Okay.
Okay, I have another one for you. You can hold it without using your hands or your arms. What is it?
What is it? It's like you can hold your breath.
Yes. Oh, yeah, tricky. Sam's too smart. This one sounds tricky because you see the word hold and you think, well, the only way you can hold something is obviously with your hands or your arms.
Yes, yes.
Unless somebody's holding on to you and you're not touching them.
You're being held.
Yeah, you're being held. That's right. So the purpose of these riddles actually today is to get you guys to put on your thinking caps, okay? Because our topic-based writing today is about the importance of critical thinking. So are you guys ready? Pick up your cap and put it on your head. Those thinking caps you will need the whole time during our lesson today. So Sam, what is our writing prompt say?
Okay, 马上来看一下我们今天为什么要戴上我们的 thinking cap, 为什么要动动脑。我们呢马上来看一下今天这个文章的提示了。他说呢，在这个资讯爆炸的时代呢，资讯的来源和管道太多，却不是有所有资讯都值得信赖。具有批判性思考的能力呢，也因此变得非常重要了。今天呢，我们就要写一篇文章，说明这个批判性思考的重要性。文长呢，至少要120个单词，文章需分段。
Okay, so we're so lucky to live in an era where technology is advancing at an unprecedented rate, okay? We have information readily available at our fingertips. However, with this convenience also comes misinformation. So that means we're talking about false news. As such, the ability to think critically is imperative to distinguish between reliable sources and false news. So today we're going to write an essay explaining the importance of critical thinking. The composition will be separated into paragraphs and be at least 120 words long. So with the outbreak of COVID-19, officials have been able to share crucial information about the disease easily, right? But they've also had to warn of misinformation. You guys remember the rumor about toilet paper that caused people to panic buy?
Yes, yes, that's a very good example. Okay, 大家还记不记得我们前阵子发生的这个卫生纸荒哦？因为呢，有谣传说这个口罩的原料呢跟卫生纸一样哦，这个接下来要生产口罩，卫生纸就会缺货。这个消息一出来，就造成这个民众恐慌，大家开始囤货。那这个消息呢是真是假，后来呢证实了是假消息了。这个呢就是我们刚刚讲的这个 misinformation, 假消息非常好的一个例子。
Okay, so critical thinking is so important, right? In fact, I don't usually take things at face value. The phrase, take something at face value, is one you'll want to make note of. To take something at face value means to accept something as it appears to be, rather than studying it more closely. Now, this is especially true of special offers or free things, okay?
Yes, yes.
Don't take them at face value.
Okay, to take something at face value. Okay, 就是中文我们说的仅凭表象呢，就对什么事情来信以为真了。Okay, 面对网络上的很多讯息是真是假，大家千万不要没有查证就信以为真了。想一想，今天只是抢卫生纸，如果真造成恐慌或是更严重的事情该怎么办呢？而且呢，像刚才Angeline老师提到的，像这个 special offers 啊free things 啊这种免费的啦或者是大特价，通常呢其中一定都有诈咯，所以大家要特别小心。那这个也是呢我们为什么今天写的这个 critical thinking 批判性思考有多重要了。
Okay, so this writing exercise asks us to write an argumentative essay to discuss the importance of critical thinking. Now, argumentative essays are also known as persuasive essays or opinion essays because the writer is asked to adopt a position on a debatable issue and then uses reason and evidence to convince the reader of his or her opinion. Now, it goes without saying the essay should consist of an introduction, a body, and a conclusion.
好，今天呢我们要写的是一篇论说文哦。论说文很重要的呢，就是要包含主观的论断和客观的说明两个点都要提到。那以今天呢120字来讲，这个不是很长的篇幅哦，你最好呢要选边站，是支持或是反对，你也呢要提出这个主观的论点。那再来呢，你就要举证 ，OK， 举证用这个客观的论点呢来证实你的论点。比方说新闻报道也好，你的经验也好，我们呢要提出这个客观的实证。那常见的论说文呢，这个考题有包含几种。首先呢，很常看到的是剖析某个事物的优缺点和它的利害得失。比方说呢，这个学生是不是应该打工 ？OK， 这个就是这类型的题目。那另外呢，还有这个很常见的是比较两个事物的优缺点。比方说呢，这个在台湾念书好还是出国念书好 ？OK， 两个事情来比较。这种时候呢，建议你记得一定要选边站了。那还有呢，我们还有一种考题是说明这个某事物的影响或是它的重要性。那这个呢，也就是我们今天的题目在讨论这个 critical thinking 这个批判性思考的重要。那注意到，不管是什么内容，我们文章呢一定还是要有这个引言 introduction， 要来破题，然后呢要延伸出来这个文章主体，最后呢记得我们要下一个 conclusion， 要给它一个结论哦。那以今天的题字来说呢，我们还是要分段了，所以大家要特别留意哦。
Okay, so in your introduction, you're going to set the context and introduce the topic. You can start off by discussing the importance of critical thinking, or like in our first writing sample, you could give definition of critical thinking. You'll also need to present the thesis statement in the introduction. Now, it is essential to establish a clear and concise thesis statement. For example, if you're writing about the greatest sandwich in the world, your thesis might sound something like this. Peanut butter and jelly sandwiches are the best type of sandwich because they are easy to make, satisfying, and provide amazing nutritional benefits.
That's my type of sandwich. Actually, I make this kind of sandwich all the time when I was like working from home.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'd make this kind of sandwich.
Peanut butter and jelly.
Yeah, during the conference call. Okay, 我们呢看到 introduction， introduction 呢就是文章的引言了，它也是这个文章的一开头。那在这边呢，我们就要说明这个书写这篇文章的动机，让读者知道哦，好，等一下呢我们要读的是一篇什么样关于什么东西的文章。那论说文里面的这个 introduction 呢，你就可以解释主题哦。OK， 我们说明一下为什么要探讨这个主题。例如呢，在我们的这个 basic sample 里面的作者就解释，诶，什么叫做 critical thinking， 这个东西可以干嘛 ？OK， 那呢，你也可以呢引用一般人或是专家对于这个主题的看法，或是呢，比方说像是报道、研究有什么数据哦，在这边呢，我们就可以用这个东西来开头。那注意到呢，一开头呢，也要这个提醒大家要非常清楚的表达个人的看法和你所支持的论点。例如呢，我觉得这个 critical thinking 很重要，或是呢，我觉得 critical thinking 很不重要，都可以。但是呢，在一开头破题呢，就让读者知道，诶，等一下呢，要读的是一篇什么样的文章。
Okay, and the body of the essay should be clear and persuasive. So this is where you're going to provide evidence to support your thesis statement. Now, evidential support can include factual, logical, statistical, or anecdotal information. Let's say you've decided to provide two reasons for why critical thinking is important. Well, it's also important that your research on the topic should consider multiple points of view.When collecting evidence, okay? So an effective argumentative essay will address opposing sides' arguments and then refute their claims.
Okay, 在文章的主体呢 ,body 这个部分呢记得就要立论清楚，我们要用具有说服力的方法来说明你的论点。在这边很重要的就是要加上佐证的细节，你呢可以举例自己的经验也好，研究报告也好，新闻报道也可以。可以呢证明自己的论点或是反驳对方的论点都可以哦，但是呢记得这个是要强而有力，要具有说服力的。
Okay, and your essay should end off with a conclusion to tie everything together. So don't introduce any new information into the conclusion. Rather, restate the thesis, taking into account the evidence you've provided in the body. You might also want to include a suggestion or even a statement about what research that still needs to be done in this area.
在结论的部分呢，记得呢，我们在这里既然要下结论了，就不要呢在这个另辟新篇章哦。在这边呢，我们就不要再介绍什么新的论点或是新的证据了。我们在这边就是好好的重申一次这个你的论点是什么，你是支持你是反对，或者你觉得这个重要觉得这个不重要。在这边呢我们可以再这个把它 repeat 再重复一遍呢，让读者更加清楚的明白你写这个文章你要表达的论点是什么。
So now that we know what is required to write an argumentative essay, it's time to brainstorm ideas for our topic, the importance of critical thinking. Now, when you think critically, you're making reasoned judgments that are logical and well thought out. You might have heard that it's bad luck to open an umbrella in your house.
Mm-hmm, yes.
Have you heard of that? Yes.
Yes.
Now, if you're in the habit to think critically, you'll wonder why. I remember when my mom told me that, I kept asking her why. What exactly is bad about opening an umbrella in the house? And she would just say, it's bad luck. Don't ask me. Don't ask why. Just close the umbrella quickly. So thinking critically encourages curiosity and enhances creativity. So you'll ask why and then try to come up with possible explanations for why an umbrella could be considered bad luck.
Mm-hmm.
I actually did some reading about it though.
Yeah.
Do you know why it's actually, it's not bad luck, but do you know why it's not advised to open an umbrella indoors?
Yeah, I heard that it's because like ghosts.
Oh, because of ghosts, what will happen?
Yeah, like when you open umbrellas yes. outside of house, you capture ghost.
Okay.
You capture spirit.
So in when the umbrella?
Yeah.
Okay.
So when you like come back inside the house, you open the umbrella, you release them.
Oh.
So these bad spirits will stay, will like haunt your house. That's what I heard when I was a kid.
I see. Okay. So I was trying to read up about how this superstition even started.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently it's because back in the day, people lived in very close quarters, very small buildings, very small apartments.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you open an umbrella, it's actually kind of dangerous because you know they have a lot of those like
like
metal
structure.
Yeah,
like
that pops out.
Yeah.
So when you open an umbrella, you might poke someone in the eye or you might. So I think what happened was when people were opening their umbrellas,
yeah.
they might have got hurt. And then they're like, oh, you see, it was because you opened the umbrella. They didn't think it was because of the umbrella. They thought it was because there was bad luck in opening the umbrella. So apparently that's how that superstition started.
Mm-hmm. 好，所以这个 critical thinking 到底是什么呢？这边 Angeline 老师呢就做了一个很好的解释了。我们呢可能都有听过这个在室内撑伞会运气不好哦。那如果呢你具有这个 critical thinking， 你有这个批判性思考的话，你可能就会问说，诶，是什么原理？为什么呢在这个房间里面打开这个雨伞会有这个坏运气呢？那在室外在室内有什么关联吗？等等，你会思考，你会求证，这个呢就是批判性思考，就是 critical thinking。
Yeah, so you know when kids are very young and they just start talking, they're really, really annoying because they ask you why about everything. But actually, they're practicing critical thinking.
Yes.
Yeah. So what we can do when we're brainstorming is that you can organize your ideas using a hierarchy chart, like the one we see in the magazine. Now, the first box states the topic, okay? So the topic, the importance of critical thinking. Then what follows is one box for reasons and another for example. So from there, you will have a box for each reason and ideally one example for each reason. So as you can see in our sample, the two reasons the writer provided is that critical thinking will get you better grades and it's useful in life.
嗯哼，以经验文章来说，在我们现在脑力激荡的这个阶段呢，我们可以使用这个课本上的阶层图来发想了。我们可以从这个主题批判性思考，我们呢从这个东西为何重要呢开始，我们画了一个第一个盒子。那再来呢，我们就继续往后开始延伸，我们呢可以问自己，诶，为什么重要？因为很有用等等，这些理由呢我们就可以记录下来。然后呢如果我们有另外一个，比方说我们想到有什么样的例子呢可以验证呢，我们就可以另外再辟一条新的路。我们利用这种阶层图呢来一路延伸下去，来这个让我们的这个脑力激荡呢一直持续下去了。
Okay, so the writer then uses COVID-19 as an example to discuss the importance of critical thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Further explaining what happens if you think critically and what happens when you don't. So we can see that in the little boxes, COVID-19, and then it spreads out. It says with critical thinking, without critical thinking. And then we see the reasons. What happens when you use critical thinking and what happens when you don't?
Okay, 在这边呢我们的脑力激荡图哦，我们这个阶层图呢就用新冠肺炎作为一个范例了。那有思考跟没思考会有什么样不同的结果？那这些例证呢我们就可以作为支持你的论调的证明哦，稍后在我们的完整文章里面呢，就可以把这些完整的写出来喽。
Now, remember at this point, you're only brainstorming, so you can just use simple words or phrases to express your ideas. Don't worry too much about grammar or spelling, okay? Just get your ideas down.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Organizing your ideas into a chart like this during the brainstorming process will help you form your outline, okay? So now that we're going to take these ideas that you've brainstormed and expand on them. Now take a look at your brainstorming chart and categorize the main points and organize your sentences into paragraphs. We can get a better idea by looking at the sample outline in the magazine. Okay, it says, the introduction starts off with a topic. It's important to learn critical thinking.
嗯、刚刚呢我们这个阶层图、哦、脑力激荡结束了之后呢我们呢就可以把我们想到的所有东西呢在这个阶层图里面来整理一下把它稍微分类一下那呢我们很快的呢就可以来看一下我们的大纲接下来下一步我们的大纲 outline 要怎么写了那呢在一开始呢我们开头呢马上就写下主题句了马上要来破题在这边呢我们就说 It is important to learn critical thinking 这个学习呢批判性思考很重要
Okay, the first topic sentence states, students should learn how to think critically for many reasons, okay? And then it gives, some arguments below it. It says, it will help them with their studies. It has many practical uses outside school.
嗯哼，在我们的第一段落大纲呢，我们就条列重点了。我们就讲说，诶，为什么重要呢？我们呢就条列出来。第一个，因为呢，在学习的时候呢，是这个有 critical thinking 是很有帮助的。那在第二个呢，这个离开了学校，这个在你的日常生活当中，事实上这样的思考方式呢，也是很有帮助的。
Okay, and then in our outline, we can see that the second topic sentence states, fake news stories about COVID-19 cause people to make poor decisions. And then it gives two statements to support it. It says, A, people wasted money buying supplies, and B, people didn't act in safe ways.
第二段落呢我们就是这个举例佐证的部分了那作者呢就用这个 COVID-19 做一个范例了如果没有思考的话会怎么样呢在这边就举例了诶你可能会花很多钱啊你浪费了很多钱来囤积这个很多你用不到的民生用品比方说这个卫生纸而且呢可能会很不安全呢至于怎么样不安全诶我们在正文里面呢我们就可以来补充更多的细节了、
mm-hmm. So I'm guessing, you know,B and A, they can relate to each other because if, for example, you are hoarding materials, you're buying a whole bunch of supplies, that means a lot of people are doing it too, and then you guys are all gathering in one little small, maybe
yes.
supermarket. And that makes it unsafe for you to go out because it's a crowd,
yeah,
you know.
You might get infected.
Exactly. So this is how it can be unsafe. Okay, our conclusion says...It actually reiterates the thesis effectively. It says, critical thinking demands we understand facts before we act.
嗯哼，这边作者呢用了一个很好的方法，就是在结论的时候呢重申自己的论点。我们刚刚讲过这个做法了，你可以再重申一次自己的论点，重申这个批判性思考的重要。那这样的做法呢，可以加强哦，让读者的印象更深刻了。
Okay, so we've mentioned why outlines are so important before, and that is because outlines help you organize your ideas to ensure they're logical and well thought out. The outline also helps you to see which parts need more information and which parts have too much information. Now, once you have your outline.Line down, you can just add supporting evidence and some transitions. Now, transitions are very important because it's the glue that holds your essay together. It helps your readers to follow the essay's argument.
好，这边呢就提醒大家，大纲为什么这么重要呢？一直讲还是要再讲一次哦，因为呢有了大纲，你在这个正文写作的时候呢，会比较不会歪楼，比较不会走中哦。它呢就好像一个预览一样，你可以呢先看一下整体文章的架构怎么样，有没有需要调整。再来呢，在正文写作的时候也会比较快了，因为你已经知道要写什么了。接下来呢，我们只要补上更多细节就可以了。那提醒大家呢，要善用这个像是连接词啊、转折词呢，它可以把每一个句子漂亮的连在一起。那很快我们的一篇文章就完成了所以呢不要觉得这个写大纲呢是多此一举有了大纲呢其实可以帮助你的这个正文写作事半功倍哦
Okay, so we're going to take a short break before we continue reading our samples for today Okay, welcome back. Now let's read through our first sample. Basic sample. It's very important for students to learn the skill of critical thinking. This is the process of understanding, evaluating, and applying information in order to reach a conclusion. Students should learn how to think critically for several reasons. For one thing, it will help them with their studies. They will be able to write better essays and therefore get better grades. For another, it has many practical uses outside of school and college. Take this year's COVID-19 crisis, for example. A lot of fake news stories about this disease have been spread around, causing people to make poor decisions. Some wasted money, panic buying supplies. Others didn't act in safe or sensible ways because of what they heard. Critical thinking demands that we understand all the facts before we act and helps us recognize the right course of action. This is just one reason why everyone needs to master this particular skill. Okay, I like that the writer defines what critical thinking is in the second sentence of the essay. You know, just in case for the people who don't understand mm-hmm. what critical thinking is. What's more, the definition is clear and it's concise, right? It's not just important to understand and evaluate information, but to also apply it. Okay, so being able to apply information means taking an idea and relating it to real life. You don't just know the information, but you're actually able to use it. Now, some questions you can ask to help you apply information is, how is this related to blank? Or why is this significant? And finally, could this have happened if blank? Mm-hmm.
OK, 在这边呢我们提到了这个 apply 这个动词就是应用了，所以呢我们知道这个 information， 你收到这个资讯除了你要了解它，你要验证它之外呢，你还要能够应用它咯，要培养自己有这个能力。你呢可以问问看自己这个资讯呢和其他什么事情，诶，有没有什么关联啊？那这个事情，这个资讯为什么重要？它在什么情形下会发生？ OK， 问这些问题，你有能力问这些问题哦，都包含在我们说的这个批判性思考里面咯。
Now you'll see that in this writing sample, the writer applied what he or she knows about critical thinking with an example, right? What happened when people weren't thinking critically during the COVID-19 crisis?
Mm-hmm. I think they're running around without fast mask, still traveling around, traveling abroad, and buy a lot of toilet paper. Yeah, the worst part is that you don't just get yourself killed, you also put people close to you in danger. Yeah, like your friends, co-workers, classmates, or even family members, especially ones like elderly and infant.
That's true. So this is why, actually, you have to be socially responsible.
Mm-hmm.
That means you're going to be responsible for, you know, your actions. Thinking critically is not just important in school, but like the author says, it has many practical uses outside of school. So some of the skills we learn in school may not have practical uses outside of school, depending on your field. I mean, this is all very subjective, right?
Mm-hmm.
For example, since high school, I have not touched anything related to chemistry or physics.
Yes.
Okay, so for me, those two subjects were not very practical for me. Now, critical thinking, though, is required in all fields of life. There is always a problem waiting for you to solve, right? Doesn't matter if you're a cashier or you're a bus driver, there is always a problem waiting for you, and you need critical thinking to be able to solve this problem. And even still, there is also information that you will receive, and you'll need to decide if it's fact or fiction.
Mm-hmm, that's true. 嗯，没有错，批判性思考呢，不只在学校很有用，这种能力呢，可以说是终身受用哦，尤其是在这种资讯爆炸的时代更是重要。那刚刚呢，我们讲到这个 practical use, OK, practical 这个形容词就是表示很实际的 ,OK, 所以对 Angeline 老师来说呢，像是这个化学啦、物理这种以前在学校学过，出社会之后再也没用过的，可能呢，就不是非常的 practical, 不是很实用了。那另外呢，我们这边要补充一下这个 it 当作虚主词的用法咯。我们呢看到这个主题句哦，他说呢 ，It's very important for students to learn the skill of critical thinking。在这边呢，其实真正的主词呢是 learning the skill of critical thinking。但是呢，我们为了避免这个主词太长了，句子出现这个头重脚轻的状况，所以在这边呢，我们就使用 it 当虚主词了。那虚主词 it 当虚主词的句型呢，就是 it is 后面呢，我们可以加上一个形容词或是名词，然后呢，再加上 for somebody 或是 of somebody to do something。OK, 这个呢，就是我们 it 当作虚主词的用法。
OK, now let's take a look at our second writing sample, advanced sample.An old saying by the teacher Confucius goes, learning without thought is labor lost, thought without learning is perilous. This proverb perfectly sums up the importance of critical thinking and how it can affect us. Some parents and schools don't consider critical thinking in the way they raise and educate children. They expect blind obedience or simply teach students to parrot facts and figures. However, uncritical children grow into uncritical adults,And the consequences of this can be worse than we think. Societies that don't value critical thinking tend to cling to tradition, and they continue doing things just because that's how it's always been done. without thinking of the possible harmful consequences. For example, people might vote against their own interests in elections because they don't question what politicians are saying. They might also spread false information very quickly. Stopping to think critically about issues can prevent these kinds of things from happening. Critical thinking also helps us come up with new ideas and change the world for the better. It's important to learn from our elders and respect them, but it's just as essential to be able to think for ourselves and observe the world with a critical eye. Okay, so this was kind of like what we were saying earlier about critical thinking and the umbrella, not opening the umbrella the room, right? This essay starts off with a quote by a remarkable and very wise teacher, Confucius, okay? Learning without thought is labor lost, which means acquiring information for the sake of storage is actually a waste of time. You know, for learning to be meaningful, you must be able to put it to use, right?
I think this is the same situation about the toilet paper.
Mm.
Yeah, buying without using is a total waste.
Yeah.
Please leave toilet paper to the people who need it.
Exactly. So if you are just, you know, putting information into your brain, but you're not actually using it or you're not thinking of it before you put it into your brain, it's really just a waste of time. It's kind of like memorizing how to spell a word, but not actually understanding how the letters connect phonetically.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. The second part of the quote, thought without learning is perilous. Well, in other words, thought without learning is what we call opinions, right? Opinions.
Yes. Okay. 在我们的这个 advanced sample 里面呢，作者很厉害哦，他呢就引用了这个《论语》说的这个“学而不思则罔，思而不学则殆”，那呢就表示说你的思考呢跟学习一样重要，缺一不可了。作者呢就引用这句来引导说后面要讨论的批判性思考的重要哦。你呢要有独立思考能力，也要有学习的能力，两个组合在一起才是有批判性思考的能力。
So a lot of Confucius's quotes became proverbs. Okay, so a proverb is a brief popular saying that gives advice about how people should live. Do you know any good proverbs?
like 读月乐不如众月乐. It's also from Confucius.
Ah, yeah,
but
okay.
I literally know nothing about it. Like, what does that mean?
Well, there's a proverb that I know,
And
that is actions speak louder than words.
Ah, yes, that's a very good one.
I don't know if that's from Confucius, though.
Okay, proverb 就是谚语哦。如果在写作的时候呢，好好的引用，可是会大大的加分哦。那使用谚语的时候呢，你可以使用这样的句型，你可以说这个 as an old saying goes，后面呢再加上这个谚语，或者你可以说 there is an old saying， 然后呢把它用这个 quote， 用这个引号把它圈起来，后面呢引用这句话。比方说呢，我们很常看到说 there is an old saying， God helps those who help themselves。 OK， 有一句古老的俗话说呢，天助自助者。 OK， 像这样子的这个谚语引用呢，就很适合用在文章的开头了。
So I'm sure by now you all know how important critical thinking is.And hopefully you have enough ideas for writing your own essay on this topic, right?
Mm-hmm.
At the end of this unit, you'll also notice we've included another topic for you to practice brainstorming and forming your own outlines. Okay, the topic is the importance of teamwork. So you guys can take the time to practice, you know, creating your own brainstorming charts and then forming your own outlines. The more practice, the better you'll get at doing this. Yes. Okay, so we've come to the end of our episode. Thank you guys so much for sticking around and for listening to us. We hope you enjoyed our lesson. This is Angeline.
This is Sam.
Goodbye.
Bye.